What's your most important goal if elected to the Board of Education?
To level the playing field as far as inner city schools versus schools, let's say, in suburban Wilmington or New Hanover County.
And how do you intend to do that?
We need to first target involvement. So we need involvement from parents. We need involvement. We need the parents to buy in into the education for the children. And also we need the board to acknowledge that there are issues and to help school officials to create a bridge between the two.
And what issues do you think the Board of Education needs to acknowledge?
Just the fact that we have 5 failing inner city schools. That's major. And those schools, the people who attend those schools are predominantly Black or minorities or of low socioeconomic status.
So what schools exactly are you talking about?
I am talking about D.C. Virgo, Williston, Gregory, Snipes, and Rachel Freeman.
So how do you propose improving the performance of those schools, particularly New Hanover County's magnet schools, some of which you just mentioned?
We need to avidly try to recruit people who want to work in these schools. There are high teacher turnover, high administrative turnover in these schools, and I don't think those are conditions that children can learn. One thing that I know from growing up in Wilmington and going to school in Wilmington is you build a rapport with teachers and administrators, and that's the principal, the vice principal. Even if it's the person at the front desk, you know, you build a rapport so they know what you do and what you're capable of, or, you know, they know if you're having an off day or things like that. But I don't think if you have a teacher that's there for 2 years and they're gone, and then you have a principal that's there for 2 years and then they're gone, then you have to get reacclimated to the system. And they have to learn you, and you have to learn them. So it's just not a fluid learning environment.
So according to a study by UNC, 91% of minority communities in New Hanover County have a high-poverty elementary school as their closest school. Do neighborhood schools contribute to that? And what do you think about neighborhood schools?
I agree with that study. I think that is a big problem because you have too many families. I'll say families. Then when I say families, I mean parents and children, of course, who are in a similar situation. So those situations tend to eat up resources and they overwhelm the school. I'm just being honest, they overwhelm the school. And there's really no recovery from that. The schools can't recover. And that's just the biggest problem. When I went to school here, we went to school, and I wouldn't consider myself as poor. And I'm quite sure that most of these children who attend these schools, they don't consider themselves poor. It's just, and I think that adds to the problem with the school, they're being stigmatized by saying impoverished schools or impoverished students, and maybe they don't look at themselves in that manner, and that kind of contributes to what goes on in that school.
What is your stance on charter schools? What's their function in the school district?
That is a good question. I actually was talking about this the other day, and I'm just going to play it safe and say charter schools are regular schools. Charter schools are regular schools.
What can the Board of Education do to improve graduation rates, as well as increase the number of students going on to college or a technical school? And how can the school board prepare children to not only graduate, but find a well-paying job?
That is a good question. Not to disregard what you the whole question that you said, but just the question that you had asked made me think that everyone's not going to go to college. And that's a given, but that's kind of the dream that we sell everyone. I'm even being sold that dream. I'm in my last semester in college too. But, you know, that's what we say, hey, go finish high school and go to college and you get a great job. But there are so many people who have done that and have not gotten great jobs. And graduating from high school is key. It is. But I think you need to find your niche in this world. And that'll be helpful. You know, so maybe we need to set up. And I know that there are resources, so I think that the school board needs to link with resources that we have here in New Hanover County.
And how do you propose helping students find, as you say, their niche?
You know, sometimes I'll use myself for instance. I used to talk a lot. And now that skill is very useful for me as being a community advocate and I'm also a poet, so you have to find your niche, you know, what you are good at, and you have to perfect it, and you have to learn how to advertise it and present you as being you, not negatively, you know, because I remember my grandmother saying, geez, you talk so much, or, you know, and I'm a witty person, so I always have a quick response to things. But when I learned to perfect it and I learned to use it to my advantage, it was beneficial for me. I mean, it has me where I am now.
What is it that only you can bring to the Board of Education?
What I bring to the Board of Education that's unique is I've been in the situation that these children are in. Clearly, I'm a black male. I've been counted out before. And, you know, I'm not a rags-to-riches story, but I am a success story in a sense. Because, like I said, I was counted out, and I've lived in places similar or frequented places similar to where they live and just that whole the lifestyle. And I don't think that people really understand what goes on. Some of the things that we see on the news or we hear on the radio is not a true depiction of what really goes on. And some people, all that they know about a certain demographic of people or certain people is what they see and what they hear. They never experience it. So I've graduated from Cape Fear. I'm at UNCW. I graduated from Cape Fear with honors. Hopefully, if I pass this calculus class, I'll graduate pretty high in my class at UNCW. And the message is that you can do it. You know, you just need to know that you want to do it. You need to look past some of the things that we take for granted. You know, we oftentimes we think that, okay, well, I'm young, I can do this, and later when I'm ready to grow up, that'll be okay. But sometimes you need to understand that the way things are, that you may not be forgiven for doing what you've done, or you may not get another opportunity. So you just need to make the best of what you have right now. And that's what I bring to the school board, experience, not from a teacher's perspective, but from an underdog's perspective.
So many of the high schools throughout New Hanover County are overcrowded. How would you address this issue?
I think that plays into planning. If you look and pay attention to Wilmington is constantly growing. So as a school board, we need to be planning for who's coming to Wilmington. And if the people that are coming to Wilmington have children or, you know, retirees, or what side of Wilmington is booming, and what's not, or if one school is overpopulated. And that kind of goes back to the neighborhood school thing too, because hey, if one school is overpopulated and one school is not operating at the level that it could be, why not shift? Why not shift some people around in the county, in the district, if it's possible? And I believe that is possible. I mean, I went to, when I was going to school here, I don't know how many times we just shifted schools and there was no real reason. We just knew we were going to a different school.
So when you say shift schools, are you advocating for busing or are you just advocating for rethinking the way that those neighborhood schools are laid out?
Both. You definitely need to think about it. Who could be shifted where? And busing, I rode a bus my entire life, my entire school life. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with buses, you know. You, as long as you're not on the bus for 40 or 30 minutes, I mean, it's not that bad. By the time you get on there, you get with your friends and you look up, you're at the school. You know, that the school bus ride may be the most enjoyable part of the day.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.